All right, everyone. It's the Grimlord here, and we are back with more Comics Corner on Grimm's Spooky, because we're still spooky. We're doing Evil Dead and Vampirella now. But it's the spooky Dungeon of Rants, but it's actually the spooky Comics Corner right now. And this is Volume 1 of the new Dynamite Vampirella. We showed you the old stuff and how Vampirella used to be kind of more of a Crypt Keeper type character that would talk about the, you know, the different stories. While those are great and some are very red-pilled, and I want to continue doing those here and there, like they may pop up, like every now and again, even though it's not Halloween, they may still pop up because there's some red pills there. And we do like red pills. We do like classic red pills, especially when some are direct red pills. A lot of guys be like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's that. If you like that, like again, the wife that only married the man for his money, but he was more into his research, and she got what was coming to her. You know, yeah, that doesn't actually happen in real life. We know a lot of men have gotten completely fucked over by women that would want them to become top earners and then divorce them and take all the money that they worked for, and worked their lives away for. So it's a really hardcore thing, but we're not going to be talking about that here. We're going to be talking about Vampirella in her modern. And these have gone through some drastic changes, folks. They've rebooted this series about 5 or 6 times. They're still making these today. And there's even a Vampirella and Aliens crossover, which we might do. So let's go ahead and get started with Vampirella Volume 1. Oh, and by the way, just like the Evil Dead, I believe I've read this before, but it was so long ago, I don't remember it. So let's get started. And, oh yeah. I'm not going to say hubba hubba, but that was something we used to say back in the 90s. Hubba hubba. You probably don't even see that anymore. Eh, kind of sucks. Oh yeah. She's got some very nice curves for a drawing, I should say. It's called Crown of Worms. All right. Written by Eric Trotman. Okay. Wagner Rice, Fabiano Neves, and Walter Giovanni. Okay. Marshall Dillon did the letters. We got colors by Inlight Studio and Ivan Nunes. A collection cover, J. Scott Campbell. Oh, yeah. Collection design. All right. Let's get started. This was originally 2011. Okay. Introduction by Jen Van Meter. Okay. We'll skip the introduction here. Seattle, Washington, midnight. Said you could sleep here, fool? Hit him again. Gonna have to take your eye, dude. Please, I'm sorry, I'll go. It didn't mean anything, I'll just leave. Not so fast. You've been sleeping here 3 nights. That's back rent, you old man. Yeah, want me an eye. And I got me a feeling you can't pay the freight. Makes me look bad in front of my boys, you know. Not cool. Whoop! Ugh! He's not the one making you look bad. Who the fuck? There's a sickness here. I can smell it. The scent of blood and madness. Something is rotting this place from within. Tsk. Such language, child. That's no way to speak to a lady. A cancer, eating away compassion and leaving behind cruel scars. Ain't none of your business. Best be on your way, yeah? You're in my house now. I've got protection here. The police officer's watching as these steel-hard infants brutalize another human being. It's just a symptom and a reminder. Not all monsters have claws. Last chance, bitch. Check, 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 check. Oh, God, please, no, God, no. Or fangs. Yes, it is. Crack. His pulse thunders beneath my fingers, a drumbeat that promises a crimson feast. It would be all too easy to indulge. Blah! And they are so terribly fragile. Snap! The strong prey on the weak, isn't that right? How does it feel to be the prey, children? What the hell is she? Blam, blam! Just shoot her, man! Blam, blam, blam! I love this world, and I hate it too. So green and alive and full of promise. Crack! Come on, come on, reload, reload! Chuck, chuck! They wallow in misery, reveling in squalor, pain, and evil. Something in them makes them choose darkness over light. Run! A trait that my quarry counts on. Screw this! He's drawn to places like this, my old foe. You're all right. They're gone. They're never gone, girl. The bastard's always coming back, hiding among them. You can go kill him, though. You can go kill him, though. I sees it. You can kill him for me, right? Smoke stroking madness like a furnace. There's no need. I doubt they'll trouble you again. Well, screw you, then. What good are you, huh? Gotta do every fucking thing myself? No help from no one? Not even from ladies in fancy suits? Breeding corruption. Well, I'm not sure, but I think we've got some kind of domestic disturbance. That it, honey? You and your boyfriend there having an issue? Looks that way to me, Officer Bruce. Trouble for sure, Officer Coles. Lady like this, clothes like that, a neighborhood this bad? Looks like someone's up to mischief. Very bad. Can't allow that, can we? We should investigate. Oh no, wouldn't be good. So you come along quietly, honey. Don't make a fuss, and this will all be over soon. Scent of blood on you, girl. Makes us hungry. Tasty. Gonna be tasty. Gonna scream. I like it better when they scream. The insane, the corrupt, the cruelty that eats places alive. You're right. There will be screams. That's Dracula's spore. Vlad Tepes, son of Vlad Dracul, the scourge of the Turks. Hundreds of years old now, once just a man, sold into captivity by his own father to ensure peace with his enemies, beaten savagely and forged into something harder. Cast like a bronze icon into the vicious warlord who walked lazily through forests of the impaled and dying, savoring a rain of blood as if it were a summer shower, and later transformed into something much darker, intent on draining this living world dry, leaving behind dust, death, and the ravenous legions of his bastard children, everlasting thirst incarnate. Leaving twisted creatures like these is evidence of his passing. Ha 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 ha! That's the spirit! Make us work for it! They sense it now. Too late. What? I'm not one of their helpless victims. Ah! I'm death walking among them. Woof! They've heard the stories of Vampirella, the killer. Kill you, you bitch! That was my friend! What? Laughing at me. Laughing at the monster who battles her own kind. Whoof! How amused they must have been when I fell in love with a mortal. Even more so, when he died. Ugh! They think they know me. Ah! Crunch! They don't know me. Gah! Hurts! Good. And they're not laughing anymore. I'm not done with you yet. Crack! Ah! I have a confession to make. I have to be careful. Among the humans, I mean. They break so easily. So I have to admit, it's been far too long since I've been able to enjoy myself like this. Alright, alright, you win! I know. Swish! Oh, no! Thunk! Please, no, I just wanted to eat. Now, where were we? Creatures like you are the slime trail he leaves in his wake. Ugh! So tell me. I don't know. If anyone knows, it's Lefanu. She was always his favorite. And where can I find Lefanu? A biter club called Carmilla. Near the university district. Thank you, Shrunk. These were mere children, newly blooded, and eager to feed. Not powerful, but still dangerous, like infants with handguns. Left unchecked, their kind spread like a virus. But like any virus, if you can isolate the proper vector, you can wipe the virus out. Carmilla. University District. Seattle, Washington. A biter club, he called it. Come on, man, you gotta let us in. You have to wait your turn, sport. Not a good sign. It means there's a good-sized nest here, well established. attracting the young and the disaffected moss. Excuse me. Attracting the young and the disaffected like moss to a flame. Trendy, hip, appealing. The ones that get in spreading the word that this place is something special. And the unspoken corollary. Oh, that's a word I haven't heard. I haven't seen yet. Corollary. I'm not. Ooh, that is a word. It's a new one. You know what? I've never seen this word before. Surprising, all the novels and things I read. It's corollary. It's corollary. Okay, that is a new one. Completely new. And then other stories surface, just rumors from a friend of a friend. Stories that say if you're lucky, and very special, you just might find the secret to eternal life. Exquisite bait, and where there's bait, there's a trap. The blaring of the music drowns out the boys' screams. The scent of hundreds of bodies, sweaty and soaked in cheap beer and overpriced vodka, cloaks the odor of decay, hides the coppery scent of blood. It's so easy to hate them. The way they lurk in the darkness, strike without pity, and dance away laughing back into the shadows. They are Dracula's pitiless children, convinced that nothing can harm them. Immortal, invincible, untouchable. The fiercest predators at the pinnacle of the food chain. And the humans? Mere cattle. Fatted calves for the bloody feast. I've been away too long. They've forgotten. The boy, he was no more than 17. There's far worse than them in the shadows. Shunk! Monster! Oh, excuse me. She says, monster! Careless. This is the nest's inner sanctum, and they left it guarded by a newborn biter, drunk on the blood of her most recent victim. Something else strange. The coffins are old stone, but the engraving is recent. Oh! Oh! Stupid. Overconfident. Shunk. Should have known there'd be more than one guard. So many of them. Something's wrong. They're wrong somehow. The smell. They smell sick. There's blood on you. There's the familiar moldy smell of grave dirt on his breath. You killed poor Angela. And Bruce and Coles. Two earlier tonight. And you're next. First chance I get. Of stolen blood pumping through his veins. Going to regret that. Going to regret that a lot. Up, on your knees. But something else, too. Something within him that I can't place. Something dry, decaying, old. My mistress comes. You will show Le Fanu the proper respect. Le Fanu? Or Le Fanu? Respect? She murders her own kind, skulking about to kill us in our beds. No, no, no. This one would rather die than submit. Alas. Some re-education is in order, I think. Bring her closer. Then she might see the light. Crown of Worms, Know Thyself. 2. Kill me now. It's the only chance you'll get. Tonight could have gone much better. You're already dead, bitch, so be silent. Tracking Dracula to Seattle, I found a nest of his bastard children. I still don't know why they sounded like werewolves. Mostly young, drunk on the blood of victims they've harvested from the dance club upstairs, Carmilla, or Camilla. Ah, oui, the master has told me of you, the monster who preys on monsters. The one who would sell fear among the children of the night. Mostly young, but not this one. She smells of dust, grave dirt, stale lavender, and the sickly sweet rot of something diseased and ancient. Something is very wrong with her. And to fight them is to face your own inevitable destruction. I've heard this before from better than you. C'est vrai. You've heard it from my master, who you failed to defeat on numerous occasions. I was once Dracula's favorite, you know, plucked from the streets of Paris when the air smelled of death and revolution. A mere peasant girl, you see, until he made me a queen. I serve him, and through him I serve something greater. If you're worthy, you will see the tentacles. You will see, Ma Petite, that there are things in the dark that even you should fear. Never seen this before. They're strong, neutralizing my powers, pulsing with some kind of venom. You will see the face of greatness, of power. Get on with it before you talk me to death. Hold it together. Show no fear. Wait for your chance. She'll make a mistake. They always... As you wish. Shunk, shunk, shunk. Ah! Be strong, child. Don't die too soon. The master wants your suffering prolonged. Dark mother, what is happening? Eternity passes. No idea how long I've been under. Feels like centuries. My head buzzes. Feels like insects in my skull. Worms of fire boring into my brain. And then I smell it. I know it's been a while, but you've looked better, girl. You never write. You never call. Crack! Ugh! No, something's not right. It feels real, but it can't be. I'm drugged. Le Fanu did something. The tentacles dripping with venom. A girl might take that personally. Welcome home, Vampirella. This can't be Draculon. It's a nice trick. As illusions go, it's first rate. She moves like a panther. Life. Liquid. Her voice whiskey dark, playful on the surface, seething with rage beneath. Puff, I'll tell you what an illusion is. You are. Is this how humans see me? You battle your own kind to protect people who are terrified of you. Why? Look around. This is what happens when our kind are left unchecked. That's why I fight. And do you think if you fight hard enough you'll be accepted as one of them? That you'll belong? Be human? Of course you've already tried to be one of them, haven't you? She's goading me, trying to throw me off balance. Piss me off. So tell me, Vampirella. It's working. How well did that work out? Did you feel accepted when your dear Adam died? Did you feel like one of the humans then? Adam Van Helsing, my love, long dead. You could have saved him too, could have turned him, made him like you, us, immortal. A pity too, he was always so pretty. You sicken me, it's pathetic. I don't care what else happens. I don't know what you really are, but I promise you, I will kill you for this. What am I? I am what you are supposed to be. The you that doesn't want to be a pawn anymore. The one worthy of a crown in the kingdom to come. And you? You're a hollow memory, best forgotten. Die, Vampirella, die! She's fast, strong, savage, wild and unfettered, and consumed with bloodlust, burning with desire for that sweet, crimson spray. A thirst that can never be quenched. You've made a mistake, sister. I'm not who you think I am. And through it all, the buzzing in my skull as if urging me on, pressuring me to give in, to submit, to lie down and die. You say you're what I should be. You think I'm weak. I won't give in. Woo! Now my compassion for the humans means I pose no threat. She burns, but I feel nothing, cold as the grave. Please, no, you're wrong about me. I'm fighting a war, and my compassion died with Adam. Splurch! Her blood, coppery and sweet and glorious, floods my throat. There's a moment of blinding vertigo, and then, like a switch being thrown, I'm back in the dirt, gasping like a newborn. We should just kill her, milady. Not yet, non. Our darling Vampirella may still have a role to play. Though after her experience in the belly of the worm, she will be as meek as a lamb. Head still feels wrong. The buzzing is gone, but I still feel its presence. Electric like the ozone smell before a like the ozone smell before a summer storm. You see? Weak. Timid. Broken. The master will be most displeased. He was convinced that Vampirella was made of much sterner stuff. Still there's a place for slaves in the new kingdom. Broken. I'm about to teach a seminar in broken, Le Fanu. Le Fanu? It should be Le Fanu. Snap! My memory isn't exactly pristine, but for as long as I can remember, I've fought these bastards and hundreds more like them. You may want to take notes. And I've been going about it all wrong. Chunk! Merde! It burns! Good. Relied on my natural powers and abilities. Or she dies a true death if you take another step, lad dog. Ugh, easy to predict and plan for me. Excuse me for easy to trap me to develop countermeasures against me. Shunk, and that just won't do. We'll need to have some girl talk. Ugh, probably all the silver and the alloy, and the blessings, of course, courtesy of the Vatican. Let her go now, or... Oh, okay, that's what it was. Or she dies a true death, okay. Again, it's sometimes hard to get these. I should have just went from one to the other. But I wouldn't want to keep you waiting. Who's first? The solution? Disappear. Make them forget me. Grow complacent. But I wasn't in hiding. First rule of a fight is to stay calm. Stay focused. Shing! Shunk! And never lose your head. I was in training. Powers are good. Skills are better. Especially skills the enemy doesn't know you have. Killer! Close quarters. Yeah! They'll have to work hard to swarm me, and their own numbers will work against them. Shunk! Somewhere in my mind, something tells me this is a waste of time. The life on you is the more important quarry. I ignore it. Feel the environment flow among them. Listen. Watch. There's a slight creak of undead muscles tensing. The displaced air from superhuman speed that presages a lunge. It's a good spot for a fight. Shunk! It's just a dance, and I can't help but love it. But only when I lead. Crack! Sorry, two left feet. Splunch! Ah! Can't stop her! They're breaking, confused, expecting me to fight them on their own terms. Cowards, stand and fight! Unprepared for me to battle them with something other than tooth and claw. They're confused, terrified, good. Kush, kush, kush! The tiny globes are high-impact composite. Hiss! Ah! Burns! Under normal conditions, very difficult to break. Enhanced non-human strength, on the other hand, makes breaking the globes and releasing the holy water within child's play. Hiss! Fwump! Crunch! Kill you, whore! Rip your throat out! Drink your blood! See you scream before you die! Fast! Strong! Enraged. Tear the face off your skull. That makes two of us. Crack. Drag you screaming to hell. After you. Shunk. Creak. Oh no, there is a downside to superhuman strength. It can be tough on property values. Structural damage is severe. Stone walls groaning in protest. Need to finish off the nest and get the civilians out. This is not over. There will be a reckoning, Vampirella. The master will see to it. Damn. Leifanyu bounces back fast. Too fast. Side effect of whatever gave her the tentacles, maybe? Whatever. Shink. Leifanyu can lead me to Dracula, so like it or not, she's going to give me answers. Music's pounding like a jackhammer. Between the vibrations from the sound system, the dancing club kids, and the structural damage, the building is going to come down around us. Need to end this now. The children in the club are dazed, not sure of what they're seeing. It's over, witch! Ah! Mesmerized by music, drugs, alcohol, and hypnotic powers of the vampire nest that feeds upon them. Need to get this done before they start to panic. Crack! What? No! Interesting. Christ! Ah! Whatever's in that bag, Leifanyu is terrified of losing it. Woot! Which gives me leverage. She'll tell me what I want to know, unless she finds some leverage of her own. Come here, infant. Return the bag now, Vampirella. Return it to me, or I'll paint you with this child's blood. Damn. What's your name, little one? Tell her your name. Sophia. It's just a glance. One glance, and Leifanyu has the girl in thrall. Good girl, good girl. Tell her you don't want to die, Sophia. Don't want to die. A helpless calf waiting for the butcher's blade. Like I said, well, Vampirella, what will it be? Tonight could have gone much better. What will it be? 3. The Lesser Evil. Club Carmilla, Seattle, Washington. It's over. How badly you die is up to you. Her name is Leifanyu, hundreds of years old, turned by Dracula, and for more than a century, one of his most trusted lieutenants. You think you're in a position to make demands, Vampirella? You've taken what's mine. Once one of her master's favored concubines, and now? Return it. Please, I want to go. Just let me go. She's something far stranger. Or I'll turn this mewling infant, I'll turn this mewling infant inside out while you watch. I took this from her when I took her hand. You may have not noticed, LeFanu. Goad her. Red right, stump maybe. Defy her. Push her until she makes a mistake. Salape Mafia Sante, I've seen the face of the worm. Next to that, you are less than nothing. Insignificant. Okay, I don't think there was anything in there. Alright. Whatever it is, she's desperate to get it back. But our little dance is bringing down the house. And your condition, I doubt even... Oh, excuse me. But our little dance is bringing down the house. And your condition, I doubt even you will survive a building falling over your head. It's no joke. I can hear the bones of this building grinding and moaning. Then you're a fool. I'm the red right hand to Dracula himself. If this goes on much longer, we'll all be wearing this place as a hat. Have to play for time until I can get the girl clear. Let LeFanu rant a bit. Ah! Because inside she's rotting. Something ancient and terrible is devouring her. You've assaulted my person. You've murdered my children. You've taken what's mine. Driving her mad. You have no idea what you're facing. No more games. Give me the bag. Dark Mother, what is happening to her? Ah! Swatch! Slurp! The venom from the tentacles almost drove me insane, sent me spinning into the abyss. Get it away! Get it away! They'll kill an unprotected human. Give it back! Give it back! She's unraveling. There's simply no more time. All right, you want it? It always comes down to this. Take it. Move. Yes. Counter move. A contest of speed. A battle of wits. Yes. Whap. No mercy. No quarter. You hit the enemy as hard as you can. Yeah. Woon. And you don't stop hitting until there's nothing left to kill. Crack. Yeah. Crunch. Come on, move! Air hisses from her dead lungs, infernal anger keeping her anchored to existence. Cuff, you think you've won? You'll never, never win. In the worm, I shall be reborn. Well, shut up. If you're gonna die and be reborn, then get on with it. Crack, crack! Spang, spang! Moignon! Whatever it is that's in her, it's fighting to stay alive. Crash, shrunk! Ah! I can feel it, somewhere behind my eyes, raging against the inevitable. Hurk! Switch! Humming like a room full of bees. Demanding that I follow it into oblivion. Ah! Got it! Wait! Got it! Rumble! Crash! Move! The building's grown to become screams. Keep moving! A chorus bellowing a single refrain. Kawoom! Time's up. Close. Too close. God, oh God, what is going on? What the hell is happening? Calm yourself, girl. You're safe now. She's going in the shock, teeth hammering together, pulse thrumming like a two-taut violin string. Safe? Safe? A thing. The tentacles. You're a thing, too. A monster. Be still. No, gotta get out of here. Let me go. Oh! I hate doing this, slipping into a human's mind and bending it to my will. It's a violation. I should stay on target, focus on the enemy. But I can't just leave her like this, lost and vulnerable. Come with me, you'll be safe. Kay, come with you, be safe. Seattle, Washington, downtown. Safe. After what the girl has seen tonight, she'll never feel safe again. The Grand Hyatt. And she'll be right. She's seen with her own two eyes that monsters lurk in the shadows. So why did you bring her here, Vampirella? From deep inside, an answer. The hunger talking. She's food. Treat yourself to a snack. No, she's an innocent, and she may have seen something. Something that will tell me what this is and, like, why LeFanu wanted it so badly. Feels weird, blood warm. Like there's a hum, a vibration from inside. Electric, like holding an insect hive. Ugh! Falling, can't see. Roaring in my ears, buzzing in my skull, howling like an infant birthed into the abyss. A newborn left gasping on the shores of hell. This place is dead. Nothing but dust and bone and emptiness. And one familiar scent. It's been far too long, Vampirella. Madness and decay. An everlasting hunger. Dracula. What, nothing to say to an old friend? Sure, I've got something to say. Hold still. This'll only hurt for a minute. Oh, very well. Let's get this over with. You... Wham! Yes, let's... Ugh! Still don't get it, do you? The rules don't apply here. Don't believe me, time flows differently here, Vampirella. It can be slowed down if you know how. You're going to hold still. You're going to listen. You're so focused on your mission you can't see the forest for the trees. We're both in the belly of the worm now. And if we're not careful, we won't be the only ones. Look at it. This is what we face. Impossibly ancient. Born before time began. A hunger that makes the vampire's thirst pale in comparison. A hate that can swallow all that exists. Once it touches you, nothing will ever be the same again. I should kill you for what you did to my poor Li Fanyu. She gave you an incredible gift and you don't even know it. Whatever he's going to hold me in place... Whatever he's doing to hold me in place lets me go. Gift, you son of a bitch! She held me down, wrapped me in those tentacles, invaded my mind and tried to drive me insane. It's still all I can do to keep from tearing his head off. Yes, it was a test, one you passed. You survived his touch, and you have the key now. That makes you special. That makes you vital in the war that's coming. Someone has to wear his crown, Vampirella. And whoever wears it will unlock the gates of the abyss and damn the world. But what if she's strong enough? What if she can withstand him? She could save us all. Ah! Ah! It takes a moment to remember who I am and where I am. Christ, you scared the hell out of me. My apologies. Seriously, you've been out for a long time. Are you okay? How long was I? 2 days. What happened? Her heart pounds like a kettle drum, pulse thundering, adrenaline flooding her body. A vampire? Of sorts. I'm fine now. You should go, miss. Something in humans makes them fear me instinctively. Most humans, anyway. Sophia. My name's Sophia. People I know walked into that club and never came out. That evil bitch with the tentacles tried to kill me. You're gonna need help, like it or not. I'm not going anywhere. As you wish, Sophia. It's too convenient. Dracula's sudden, helpful warning. Wow. I can barely suppress a shudder when I touch Li Fanyu's artifact. It claws at my mind, relentless and insistent. I had to meet an old friend. The girl, on the other hand, can't conceal her fear. Look, you saved my life. I couldn't just leave you here. But what the hell are you? You've got fangs and a fridge full of blood. If you're going to assist me, you can help me accessorize. Playing on my desire to save humanity. Click! The buzzing in my skull, thrumming more strongly now. Drawing me inexorably in, like the pull of a magnet. Dancing to Dracula's tune. A trap, obviously. Check! So be it. If Dracula thinks he can trap me, fine. So what now? He's gonna learn that holding me is a different proposition altogether. Now we go hunting. Number 4, Crown of Worms. Down in the ground with dead things. This will probably be the last one we do. For now, I mean, we'll finish it, but for now we'll just, I mean, it's 208 pages. This is a lot of issues, not just like 4 or something like that. This is actually quite a few issues. I think it's 9. Pioneer Square, Seattle, Washington, 2 in the morning. Something happened to me. Something bad. Something that Dracula's bitch lieutenant, Li Fanyu, did to my mind. Somewhere between a constant buzzing in my skull and the incessant pull of gravity, urging me on, sending me dark thoughts, scampering through my brain, furtive as rats. Dragging me down here to this dead place on the hunt for dead things. This is a horrible idea. You could have stayed behind, you know. You could have used your vampire hypnosis mojo on me and made me stay behind. Dead things that are also on the hunt for us. What makes you even think they're down here anyway? What makes you think they're even down here anyway? They're down here. A trap and an obvious one, but those fleeting whispers in my head are promising me. This isn't a game, Sophia. I'll do my best to protect you, but don't hesitate. Shoot anything that moves and then you run like hell. What's gonna happen down here in the dark simply must happen. Yeah? And who's gonna protect you? Don't worry about me. A perfect hunting ground, here in the corpse of the past. I can take care of myself. They call it the underground. The city streets above were built on the remains of this place after a runaway fire burned 25 city blocks to ash. A sunken city, hidden away from prying eyes. Glass blocks set into the sidewalks above, providing the barest hint of twilight in this hole. The hole I'll bury them all in. You must be the welcoming committee. I'm insulted. After what I did to Leaf on you, I expected more fanfare. Shing! Don't worry, Vampirella. I'm sure you'll find this a memorable greeting. Meet some of my friends. Please, you didn't think I could smell these idiots coming? You misjudged me. You've misjudged us. Enough of the history lesson. Let's get on with it. Now that's just rude. You've come here to murder us. You've stolen something important from Leafland U. And now you interrupt me when I'm speaking? And you bring uninvited guests into our home? You should take better care of your toys. Hey! You felt the touch of Yadavermelis. Imagine what it will do to this fragile little thing. You've misjudged us, Vampirella. We like the humans. This place, for instance, a cabinet maker lit a pot of glue on fire 120 years ago, and what did they do? They just kept building and left us all this. Sophia, I told you I'd do my best to protect you. Do you believe me? Yes, very touching. And you remember what I told you to do? I've been cursed with senses far beyond those of a human. Yes. What? This place stinks of old dirt and bitter ash. Sophia's terror leaks from her every pore, coppery and electric. The pistol perfume and the sweet metallic scent of gun oil. Kablam! But this one? He reeks of lavender and rot, like Leaf and you did. Good girl. Whatever sickness that plagued her lies within these creatures, too. Blam, blam, blam! Keep firing! I'm shooting, I'm shooting! I thought you stake vampires in the heart or something. What good is a gun with no bullets? Crap! Click! Eating away at them from within. Shing! Slunk! Yah! Bullets won't kill them, no. But they hurt like hell. I feel it before I see it. A stirring of something ancient. Coiling and uncoiling in the dark. Ugh! The feeling of being watched by something I can only spot out of the corner of my eye. Slunk! Slunk! And then I do see it. Ah! Dark Mother, what is happening to him? This isn't happening. There's no problem. I've just gone nuts, that's all. Can't be real. Can't be... Better. Friend is naughty, child Vampirella. Bad. Punishment required. Over my dead body. As you wish. I think we can do something far worse than killing you, wretched creature. You. I dropped a building on her. Saw a half-ton wooden cross fall on her, spearing her chest. But whatever force is animating her burns like wildfire. Moves her like a marionette. Me. My god protects me, Vampirella. Keeps me safe. I'll be alive long after you are dead and forgotten. The sooner I cut the strings, we'll see. I'll never give in. Blam! 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 Slope! The better. She's strong. Swat too bloody fast. Give me back what you stole. Return it to me now! Buzzing in my mind, telling me to give up, surrender to the inevitable. Gah! Or I will peel your pretty face from your skull. Yeah, never! Wood. Move! Give it back! Give me back the key! It's mine! We're on their home turf. They know the ground and we don't. Okay, I admit it. You were right. Coming here with you was a bad idea. Get ready. Here's another bad idea. Ping! Spang! Need some breathing room. A moment to regroup. Run! Christ! Ba-woom! You're as crazy as they are. It won't hold them long. We should keep going. Find another way out. V? You're kind of on fire. This is what Leaf on You wants her so-called key. No idea what it really is or what it unlocks. Don't even like touching it. Sometimes it feels like it talks to me. Calls to me to hold it. Gah! Vertigo. Pain. A choir of asylum screams in my mind. Lilith, help me. I think I'm getting used to this. The first time it happened, I found myself here. Trapped in a hallucination of a world long dead. The second time, Dracula himself showed me a vision of apocalypse. Oh! The hellish vision of Draculon melting into the wasteland Dracula showed me. and above it all, the nightmare beast howling to the heavens. Welcome back, kitten. Did you miss me? I've certainly been thinking of you. You're too late, imposter. You're not the first person I've killed who's decided to come back for a visit today. I should be very cross with you, you know, ripping out my throat all because I wanted a quick chat. You wanted to kill me. Tomato, tomato. Our little spat won't mean much once we're all stewing in the belly of the worm. Big bastard, isn't he? Deny it all you want, Vampirella, but in the face of that kind of power, you're gonna need me. Like hell. You're not me, and I don't need you. Ha 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 ha! No. Oh, there's one more ha, but whatever. No, I did say ha 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 ha. Okay. No, I'm not you. I'm just part of you. You can try to forget me. Drown me in this rage you've affected, but it doesn't matter. Like it or not, you need me. Ha ha ha! So you'll be back, sister. When you're ready, you'll be back. But don't take too long now, sweetness. Tempest fugit. Tick tock, tick tock. Ha 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 ha! Oh, come on. This is not a time for a nap, V. Blah, blah, blah. This is not the time for a nap, V. Huh? It's getting easier. The transition back from the nightmare visions. Like I'm getting used to it. You're starting to figure out how it works, aren't you, Vampirella? He looks different, but there's no mistaking him. The smile, tinged with hunger and madness. The eyes burning like a zealot's. Old blood and grave dirt beneath his nails. Vlad Dracula. Welcome back to the land of the living, so to speak. You're looking well, Vlad. That's about to change. Yeah! Same old Vampirella. Swoosh! Not quite the same. Yeah! Crack. Not playing with you anymore, you bastard. What? Have it your way. No more games. There's too much at stake now. You need to learn what you're up against. Ugh. I've seen what I'm up against. Your army of lieutenants and whatever you've turned them into. I don't know what you've done to them. Made them even worse than vampires, but... Idiot! My army? My army is in revolt! You've been exposed to Yada Vermellus, but you were strong enough to resist. I'm not here to kill you, Vampirella. I'm here to ask for your help and offer you mine. Please, go to hell. Rack, 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 rack. Yeah, doesn't look like she's gonna accept Dracula's offer, but I think he's actually sincere here. What happens next? Well, you'll find out next time on Grimm's Spooky Comics Corner with Vampirella.